Time. That's what it's all about. A repeat performance. You see, I'm going to a show tonight. Your show, baby. And I got my ticket right in my hand. Ah! Your good love deserves an encore. I'm coming tonight, baby. Soon as I get off of work. You see, I've been working hard all day.
Well, it was one of those days.
Not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So many. You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me, dear.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you. I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her. And when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, mate Scott, are you a thief? Seems like you have a mouth full of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny, so I said,
no child, I work hard for the money.
And calling me a thief, please, don't even try
right?
it. Said, I need to slice a pizza and be quiet. She almost got cut short,
you know, scissors.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name, sir?
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said to Mona Lee.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I know that's low class.
Please sit, tell me a little about your past.
She said, well, I got courage, and I don't like porridge. Uh-huh. I've never been to college, but I've got crazy knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Over 18, and my eyes are green.
Uh-huh.
I wear more gold than that man on 18.
Uh-huh.
Trim, slim, and I'm also light skin. Best believe Mona's a virgin.
A virgin?
Honey needed a slap.
She tried to tell me she's a virgin.
With a yay white gap.
I said, it don't matter, see, I'm not picky.
What?
Let me spell my name out for you. It's Ricky.
Yeah.
Ravishing.
I
impress. Courageous or careless.
Yay.
For the tangos which I've got that I wear every day.
And why?
Why not?
Suffice not right that I recite tonight.
Quite polite like Walter Cronkite.
Well, just about then, Trevor, my friend, came in. He said,
hey, Rick, don't you know playing with these snakes is a sin?
He grabbed me by my shirt and pulled me right out the store, he said.
I don't want to see you playing with these lowlights no more. Now come along, we have a party to attend with some real mature women and some more of our friends.
He held down a cab and he waited for a minute, and as the cab came, he thrusted me in it. And as we were leaving, ain't really no long, I could hear a melody as Mona sang a song.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, walk on by.
And it's making me break it. Two,
walk on by.
Now, what I want you to do is get wet. Let
curb.
Are you a man who loves and cherishes and cares for me?
Is that you? Is that you? Is that you?
Are you a guard in a prison, maximum security?
Is that you? Is that you? Is that you?
Do we stay home all the time? 'Cause you want me to yourself?
Is that you? Is that you? Is that you?
Or am I locked away out of fear that I find someone else?
Is that you? Is that you?
Feel I don't like living under your spotlight just because you think I might find somebody worthy. Oh, I don't like living under your spotlight. Maybe if you treat me fulfilling your needs as well as mine.
Is that you? Is that you? Is that you?
Or is this just my sentence? Am I doing time?
Is that you? Is that you?
Oh,
is that you?
And if this is love, real, real love, then I'm staying no doubt.
Is that you? Is that you? Is that you?
But if I'm just love's prisoner, then I'm busted out.
Find somebody worthy.
Find somebody worthy.
Oh, I
Come on, girls, and let's rock the talk, we have a lot of fun, don't we, girl? Dishing out the dirt on everybody and giving each other the 411 on who dropped kick two this week. You know what we're talking about. When the baby girl jump, we did indeed. When the baby girl, she did indeed.